Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the lies from the left. The lies from the left. One of the greatest lies, and it's on the top of the list for my number. In fact, there's hundreds and hundreds, and we wouldn't have time for a full week's broadcast to touch on all of them. In fact, I'm already seeing with the clock racing by that we'll not have time to even touch the hem of the garment, as I called it today, with what we need to cover for your edification, for our information, and for our direction as to what we ought to do in this election cycle. But the greatest lie is that abortion is a human right. It is a mother's right to murder that babe in the womb. Before we take our next caller, simply want to continue that thought based on the article that I was reading just before the news break, that one-third of evangelicals who support Joe Biden are not evangelicals or Christians at all. Further, the article says here, a recent story shows that nearly one-third of supposed evangelicals support Biden for president. As I noted on the latest podcast and statement in relationship to this, that's a contradiction. To say you're an evangelical who supports abortion on demand, like Joe Biden is saying, it's like saying that you're a vegan, that is, that you're a vegetarian, who eats chicken. How can you be a vegetarian and eat chicken?
My.
Supporting those who unabashedly call the conscientious murder of God's children revokes any claims of being a Christian. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you vote Democrat and you say it's okay because I've always been Democrat, mama was a Democrat, daddy was a Democrat, my aunt, uncle, brother, and sister was a Democrat, ladies and gentlemen, you can't vote the Democratic ticket for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris because of simply what the Word of God says, thou shalt not kill. And abortion is murder by way of, you can say, well, it's legal. Yes, it's legal, but it's legalizing murder, but it's antithetical to the Word of God. It is very, very clear. This article says it's disconcerting knowing that there are some who claim adherence to the Bible, the Word of God, who still support the party that promotes abortion without restrictions, the party that has been going after religious freedom for a long time and who has actively stated that they will go after them even further the next time if they're in power, end quote. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. It's Maria again.
Good morning, Maria. I hope you're having a good day.
I am. Hi, Pastor Davis.
Good morning.
I was calling on three different points. One, we should not be using Google anymore to do any kind of search engine stuff. They're actively censoring, actively shadow banning any information that's actually relevant. So I suggest DuckDuck.go to do your research. Also, the other thing that I was going to bring up is the fake media, and the American population really has to get used to this, that the media is fake and feeding us lies. And that's why President Trump released that 60-minute video yesterday to prove the fakeness in our news organizations. And also, I've heard you talk about Project Veritas. Project
Yes.
Veritas is going to be releasing a video every single day from now until the end of the election.
Good
about
them.
Voter fraud, about voter fraud. So maybe the American population should look into that. Second, I'd like to bring up John MacArthur. LA Times wrote a story saying that there's an outbreak in his church because out of the 7,000 to 10,000 on average congregation that they have showing up every Sunday with no mask, no 6 feet of separation, they have three cases. That's not an outbreak. There's zero deaths.
That's right.
Three cases. That's not an outbreak. And thirdly, I'd like to bring up Hunter Biden's laptop. Not only does it show that he sold America out to foreign people, it also has the underage pictures of young girls.
Yes.
And I'm sick and tired of not only the abortion, the nasty effects of child sex trafficking and pedophilia that goes along with a majority of people in our government, in Hollywood, and it's disgusting. And if you don't believe any of it, look at Ghislaine Maxwell right now. Go Google Amy Robach's hot mic that she had all this information. She had Clinton. She had all the people already, and the news would not let them report. It's disgusting. Not only are we killing kids, but we're raping kids. We're stealing their innocence. We're selling them instead of money. It's disgusting.
Yes, you're exactly right. Thank you for those comments and input. By the way, I'm looking at an article, and if we time will allow, we'll get to part of that later in the broadcast today. It says, Kamala Harris, prominent Democrat, list Democrats and other Democrats are listed as key contacts for the Biden family business venture. I simply call it the Biden family cabal because that's exactly what they are. And it goes on to say, email is unrelated to the laptop or the hard drive purportedly belonging to Hunter Biden. But it goes on to tell us that in that Biden family cabal, that they had listed other contacts for other Democrats that were part of the whole program of the Biden family cabal. It says the list included Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat of Minnesota, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, Senator Christine Gillibrand, Democrat of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, among others that are listed that are familiar with, knowledgeable of, and in the big circle of the Joe Biden family cabal. And I think it's time that justice be delivered. And I am saddened to understand that the FBI, Pastor Davis, the FBI had the laptop and all of the data and the information dealing with the nudity of a 14-year-old girl and the sexual activity between Hunter Biden and that girl. They've already turned that over now for investigation for child sex trafficking and child abuse and sexual abuse for a child, and also for the cabal that is set up for them to literally sell the United States of America, selling influence for the United States of America. So, Maria, thank you for your call. Thank you for the insight. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, I'd like to speak on your issue with abortion. I'm a blood believer, and I've struggled long with the thought of children that are born and the families that don't want them or can't care for them. And I ran across an interesting precept, and I just would preface by saying that the women in our society seem to be, they can't be treated with motherhood. They've abandoned the role of maternal caregiver. Just by virtue, you know, of abandoning children to their fate, relying on the state to raise these children, keeping a child even though they can't care for it and know that that child is going to suffer instead of placing for adoption. The interesting concept that I heard of, and I just don't know what to think about it to throw it out there, is that since women can't be trusted, that maybe men that vasectomies are reversible. And perhaps every male child, when he gets circumcised, should have a vasectomy performed. And then, whenever that child is of age and can afford to have a vasectomy reversed or can prove that they would be a fit parent, maybe that's the time to start having babies.
Well, let me jump in there just for a moment. That may be a concept, but it's not a biblical concept. God created us, male and female created he them, the scripture says in chapter 1, Genesis, verse 27. And he didn't create Adam and Steve, he created Adam and Eve, and he says to procreate. We're created in the image of God. Satan's primary focus for destruction is destroying the family unit. It is destroying the nuclear family. That's the reason Black Lives Matter. That's the reason Antifa. That's the reason the socialist Marxist approach is to destroy the nuclear family, destroy that, and to dethrone God. If we're going to dethrone God, then all of these other things just simply fall into place from the natural humanistic, evil, wicked heart of man. So let's go back to the basics. Satan is on the warpath to destroy the nuclear family, to destroy what God created, to destroy human life, and to destroy that nuclear family. And by the way, when it comes to the concept and the thought about vasectomies or any other aspect of that, God created man, God created woman, and God created us in his image. He created us to reproduce and to bring up our children, training them that they would love the Lord, submit to the Lord. That is the purpose for procreation. Now, one of the major problems going back to the 60s, we find that all of that was cast overboard, where the mindset was that we're free. It was called the sexual revolution. And in the sexual revolution, it's a matter of what makes me feel good rather than what honors God. And we're finding the reaping of the harvest of what was started back in the early 60s in relationship to abandoning God, abandoning prayer in the classroom, abandoning Bible in the classroom. And as a result of that, the mindset in the feminist movement is that I can do anything that I want to do with my body. But ladies and gentlemen, and we want anyone that's listening to understand, you don't have the right. It's not a constitutional right. It is not a human right to commit murder or murdering that child in the womb, notwithstanding any other thing that you might say in relationship to it. That is antithetical to the Word of God. So as a Christian, we can't
agree.
Do that.
I think you should may I throw something in there?
Yes, sir.
I agree with that 100%, and I believe that a woman's choice stops when her choice affects another human, and that's
Amen.
The child in the womb. So
Absolutely.
Maybe she should make that choice before there's another choice, another child, another human being affected. But since we haven't been able to trust her to do that.
That choice needs to be made before there's sexual promiscuity.
Unfortunately, our society is not allowing for that, though, is it?
That's right. Absolutely not. And yet it is to embrace that, I call it the loose likes, lost lifestyle that's being embraced today primarily by those loose likes, lost liberals on the left, which call themselves Democrats. They're the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party. And the major focus of Marxism, if you go back and study that, is to dethrone God and destroy the nuclear family. And that's what we see on the warpath today, that if we're not careful, if this election goes south and we put Joe Biden in office, we will destroy the nuclear family, we will destroy faith, we'll destroy the future, we'll destroy the flag that stands for the freedom for our nation. And it is a wicked, wicked world out there that's before us if we're not very, very careful with our election. But thank you so much for your input and for your call today. Continue to pray. And the Bible says we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Pastor Davis,
Amen.
I am thankful that we're able to talk about these things. And it's my prayer that it will have an impact on our listener that will cause them to listen up and to analyze what is being done in relationship to this election.
Amen.
Here's an article
that
says,
can I just
jump in for
a minute,
Dr.
Youngblood?
Yes,
I know we'll be out of time in just
jump
a minute
in.
Before we out of word.
Help yourself.
But I just want to say, I mean, my beliefs on that, just what the brother just got through saying, we first, as Christians, must understand that the answer to everything we need to know about life is in the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I've read this Bible through cover to cover many a times.
Amen.
I lost count how many times.
Amen.
I've read and studied, taking the time out to break down words, phrases, like you say, context, context, context.
Yes.
You drive that into us all the time. And this has become a very important part of the way I studied the Word of God.
Amen.
To analyze it and put it in place where I needed that in order for it to be a blessing to my life. But correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I've ever read anywhere in the Word of God where God told us to practice birth control.
That's right.
I have never seen anywhere in there where he told the Israelites anything about birth control.
That's right.
Now, I believe, and this is just my belief, you don't have to agree with it if you don't want to, but my belief is that birth control is from the devil. Mm-hmm. Okay, reason why I say that is because during the time that Moses was born, remember now, they were doing away with all the male children.
That's right.
All right? When Jesus came on the scene, same thing happened. The Pharaoh came and he wanted to kill all the male children.
That's right.
All right. What's the reason for killing the male? The male is the one that carried the seed for reproduction.
That's right.
So that Pharaoh during that time didn't want to see anybody else come along and end up taking his place.
That's right.
Because Jesus was to be born king of the Jews and he was jealous. He didn't want to have another king coming along that could compete with him.
That's right.
So when we look at the abortion issue, we have to remember, I was just looking at something on that. 1 Corinthians 6:20 said that we are bought with a price.
Right. We're not our own. We've been bought with a price.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We don't belong to ourselves, especially after you become a Christian.
That's right.
And I believe this in general for everybody. We all have to know and understand that God is our creator. We have to give an account to him for things that we do and what we say. However we live in this life, we are accountable to God.
Scripture says we're accountable for every deed done to the body, whether it be good or evil.
Amen. 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 So you have to know and understand, when you talk about human beings and when you talk about animals, only human beings have a soul, and souls are precious in the sight of God.
Amen.
So when we kill a human being off like that, when we kill a child off like that, we are destroying a soul. And the Bible tells us that we ought not to destroy something that we can't create.
Amen.
We can't give life, so that we shouldn't be out there destroying
right.
life.
That's right. Amen. Amen. I agree with that.
Amen.
Here's an article, Pastor, that says, why progressive Christianity is another gospel. By the way, there are two words. It is heteros. This word is heteros from the Greek text, means a different gospel, another gospel, not the real gospel. Why progressive Christianity is another, a different gospel. It says, today there's also an effort to update Christianity, to adapt and to reform it according to the spirit of this age. From church pulpits of the Christian blogosphere to the Christian blogosphere, from once reliable Christian publishing houses to the campuses of Christian colleges that are Christian in name only, from beautiful and historic churches decorated with gay pride flags and pastored by ordained ministers who bless abortion clinics, to the evangelicals who become self-styled spokespersons for who Jesus Christ really is and what he says. There is in our day, too, a Christianity that is not Christianity at all.
My.
He goes further. Devoid of the truth, claims, and moral teachings of historic Christianity, what is today called progressive Christianity is not another side of the same coin. It is a different Christianity founded on a different biblical worldview, end quote. And so I am passionate about seeing Christians that say, I'm a Christian, and I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm a white Christian. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I'm a white Christian. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. A black Christian. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that in God's sight, he doesn't see skin tonation or pigmentation. God sees our heart.
Amen.
And our heart is what we are going to be judged on when we stand in that judgment day before the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, Pastor, we've talked about now a major, major time we've spent on, and I think it's a good investment time-wise. We've talked about the first lie. The first major mega lie coming out of the mouths of the left, the Joe Biden cabal, and others in the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party, is that abortion is a human right. The second major lie, they tell us that sodomite marriages and the LGBTQ agenda are the rights, and that we as Christians, that we need to accept this right. We need to accept this, as they called it, the truth. Yet God's word says that the sodomite lifestyle and a person as a sodomite will die and go to hell lest they say yes to Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, if you question that, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. If you question that, look at what the scripture says in Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 32 in particular. I believe we have Marshall on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Oh, yes, Pastor, I did not want to interrupt your train of thought. It's so important. But you and Pastor Davis make a wonderful team. God bless you for having him on today.
Praise the Lord.
You are right dead square on Genesis 3, I think you theologians call it the proto-evangelium, but it's the very purpose for which God created this world and why the marriage of a man and a woman is a picture of the bond of Christ in the church. There
yes.
is no, in a physical sense, no important, more important teaching than that of Genesis chapter 1, I think it's verse 28, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. A gentleman called in with a proposal about essentially crushing the testicles of an infant, and I'm referring to a verse from Leviticus, and then having him serve possibly as a pastor or in a clerical role is a violation of Scripture. Too many pastors stand in the pulpit today with vasectomies and have two children and have no right whatsoever to speak the gospel because they can't abide by the very first doctrine of the Bible, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. But here's what I want to say.
If I could jump in, the Bible says the one that has a quiver full of children is a blessed person.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Right. And that's right from Psalms 127 and 128. Children are inheritance of the Lord. Blessed is the man whose quiver is filled with them. And I think
yes. Amen.
a quiver is 13. That's when my wife went screaming when I mentioned that verse to her. But we got a good start on it anyway. But I'm so emotionally charged up, it's a little hard to talk. But the first point that I want to make here is that you and Pastor Davis represent the two most dominant cultures in America today. And the black culture at 12 to 13% of the population right now has center stage. And the black pastors are doing what white pastors have failed to do in the previous era when we had the platform. This whole issue of abortion, aborting children, I thank God that Pastor Davis has said what he said.
Amen.
The very issue of slaughtering children in the womb is a massive abomination, and it goes back to the dominant white culture in the 30s, and the leadership of our country has been predominantly Episcopalians from the Northeast. I mean, that is a demographic truth from historians. George Bush might be an example of that. But Episcopalians from the Northeast in the 30s, I believe the diabolical world of the Anglican community and their derivatives, specifically the Episcopalians, through the Lambeth Conference in the early 30s, established this idea of contraception, which led to the idea of aborting in the womb and euthanasia and everything that we suffer today. And great theologians back then said we have made a critical mistake, yet most of the Christian faith systems of the time follow these Episcopalians who have continued in their perfidy across the decades that led this country into an acceptance of a morally reprehensible act, murder of innocent blood. You can't do that. And so I was just flipping through Hosea chapter 4 today, and it was speaking to things that you guys have talked about. But Hosea 4:6 is the big one. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. Pastor David said he's read the Bible through cover to cover. God bless him. 99.9% of professing Christian men, I'd say almost as many pastors, have never done that. They have never done that. And they do not know. They do not know, when compared with human history, that the very record is clear. He who takes innocent life sets himself up for eternal perdition. Better that a millstone be hung around his neck and he be cast into the sea than he harms one of these little ones. And little ones begin with conception. That's when eternal life begins, at conception, as a human being. We are fearfully and wonderfully made and knit together in our mother's wombs in an amazing way. He saw our form even before time. Yes, that verse applies to Christ, but it applies to all of us also.
Yes.
Now, here's what I want to say, and please bear with me. In the early 90s, Pat Robertson said something that started my own personal research into what I have just discussed. Back in December, I ended a potential association with that group because God said in my spirit, end it, and so I did. And here just recently, Pat Robertson said, well, I'll tell you certainly that Donald Trump is going to be reelected. That made my blood run cold because I have in my file a 1992 letter from Pat Robertson. I'll be happy to show it to you later this week, Pastor, that said, America, don't worry. George Bush is going to be elected by a landslide. Well, Robertson has said a lot of things that haven't come true. But when he said that Trump would be elected, and I recognize there's all sorts of reasons why he should be, including those that Horowitz said in his book, Blitz, I don't think now, because Robertson said it, it's going to happen, because America is so full of the blood of innocents. America has not declared that and stood up against it. Black pastors and white pastors alike, we have not done it. This nation is under God's judgment, and I believe the last 3.5 years, almost 4 years that we've enjoyed under Donald Trump, is God now taking us up on a mountain and saying, look at what would have been if you had only followed my word and taken advantage of the opportunity that I've given you. Look out there, because this is what you have missed, Moses. Moses didn't lose his salvation. God buried him. But what could have been in this great nation, I believe, will now not come. Donald Trump was a deliverer 4 years ago to give us a chance to change our ways, and we did not. And both black and whites, particularly as dominant cultures, bear responsibility for the soon dissolution of what I believe is the second greatest country on the face of the earth after Solomon's Israel. Okay, I've ranted and raved. Thank you for your patience. But God bless
you. What you have said, if I could knit it together in a summary statement, is that if we put Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in office, I believe, as you believe, that that is God's show of a divine judgment against a nation that's murdered 61 million human beings.
Amen.
That's believed the devil's lie, that's allowed the dissolution of the family, that's destroyed the truth of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, that's allowed socialist, Marxist, Democrats to be in control, bringing in the damnable heresy that's destroying our pulpits and our churches and causing folks to believe that somehow, some way, that you can be a good Christian and still believe in and vote for the Democratic Party, the Democratic platform. If I summarize that correctly.
You cannot be a Democrat. You cannot empower the Democrat Party. You can't even be a friend of the Democrat Party and be a friend of God. Psalms 139. Amen. Do I not hate those who hate you? I hate them with a righteous passion. Now, we can discuss, we need to love everybody, but we need to hate sin. And these people, white and black particularly, who are pushing this nonsense, have the wrath of God descending upon them. And I believe when the Democrats take control of this country, America is dead. We're dead.
Yes. Amen. I'm in full agreement with that. And I'm praying that somehow, some way, God will still divinely intervene. Thank you so much for your call, for the dialogue, and the inspiration, encouragement that it is for the words we've heard from our listeners today. Pastor Davidson, wrapping up, we've got about a minute and a half. I'm just going to give a partial little list I've developed in an outline form of 30 reasons that I'm voting for President Donald J. Trump.
Amen.
Now, if our hearers, you can hear it and reject it, or you can hear it and receive it. But I'm voting for Donald Trump, not because of the man, but I'm voting for our Second Amendment and our biblical rights of self-defense. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court to originalist justice. I'm voting for the Electoral College and the Republic for which it stands. I'm voting for the Bill of Rights and the Constitutional Foundation. I'm voting for the military and for the veterans who fought and died for this country. I'm voting for our flag and the Republic for which it stands. I'm voting for the right to speak and not be censored, for free speech that's guaranteed in our Bill of Rights. I'm voting for the secure borders of the southern border, in particular the border wall. I'm voting for pro-marriage and pro-life and pro-family between God, one man and one woman. I'm voting for the protection of life for every innocent unborn baby and voting against murder. I'm voting for the freedom of America and for that dream that multitudes have. I'm voting for capitalism, jobs, against Marxism and government dependency and against forced federal minimum wages. I'm voting for a good and against evil, and I could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Amen.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1/2 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 and on Sunday mornings at 8 on 100.3 FM. For expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety at 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. Tune in and invite others to listen.